Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
NBA draft consultant, Mr. James Barlow. You can find him on Twitter at DraftJunkieJames. And James, first of all, appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll get to the Asa Newell in a minute, but your reaction, I think it's been widely panned in NBA circles of how the Pelicans could possibly trade next year's, you know, possible lottery pick just to slide up those 10 spots. But your reaction to seeing that trade come through last night on draft night for the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, that was an interesting move by the Pelicans, considering how talented the 2026 NBA draft is. If you think, or I think that this draft was good, the 2025 and the 2026, you got some potential franchise changing players there. So the Pelicans deciding to trade out of that draft, especially considering how deep the West is next year, is definitely a move, but I'm talking to the right people, so it benefits you guys for sure.
No doubt.
Hey, James, outside of the Mavs, in your opinion, who do you think had the best draft night?
I really, really like what Utah did with Ace Bailey. They, you know, drowned out the considerations and said, you know what, you're the best fit for us. We're going to take you and we're going to trust our development staff and what we have. And I feel like Ace Bailey in Utah is really his best position as far as like his development. Cause you know, he's as young as he is, he's got things that he does need to work on, but you know, in Utah, he has an opportunity to basically meet like 75% of those demands that he had, except for, you know, geography, but he'll have every opportunity to get the shots up that he wants, opportunity to develop, lead a team. So I think that they made out like bandits getting him at number 5.
James, Asa Newell is, he's an athletic guy, can run the floor. He's basically like a piece of putty, which I think everybody is in the NBA draft, other than maybe 5 to 6 guys, what he can actually be. But what's his biggest comp that's already in the league? Like, who is a player that he could turn into or be very much like that we've seen in the past?
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, he does land in Atlanta. He does share some of the same qualities that John Collins had coming out of Wake Forest, rebounding, offensive rebounding, running jump guy, and then you get to play with one of the best passers in the NBA, and Trae Young. So the 3-ball that John Collins ended up developing in his tenure in Atlanta, that's going to be key for Asa Newell. So, but at the same time, Ace is not the defensive rebounder that John was, but he will have the ability to play the 4 and the 5 like John Collins did a few seasons in Atlanta.
Hanging out with James Barlow, NBA draft consultant. You can find him on Twitter at DraftJunkieJames. James, you know, there was an interesting moment last night and where at the Hawks draft party, all the fans thought for a minute that we actually were, you know, that Derek Queen was the guy. You know, it's like NBA's got that weird thing where you have to draft him and then you trade him. Derek Queen being the guy, and obviously he's going to land with the New Orleans Pelicans. What is his outlook? Is there a chance that you get, you know, a couple of years from now and you look back on Derek Queen and you say, well, maybe the Hawks did miss an opportunity with that?
I don't necessarily say you would miss an opportunity. I'm a big, big Derek Queen fan. Just as far as, like, does he fit what you're trying to do in getting a big? Probably not, because he's more of a below-the-rim guy, and he's going to operate in different opportunities. Now, again, it would have been a different look because he can handle the ball and he can operate on the perimeter. He's really not like any of the bigs that you have, but at the same time, you're all in on Trae Young, so you need to have pieces that complement him. But I'm a big Derek Queen fan. It's going to be interesting how that works out in New Orleans, because they have a lot of guys. But I think he's extremely talented, Derek Queen, and I think he's just going to be one of those guys, not necessarily Atlanta, but he might be one of those guys where teams are like, oh, we might have overthought this because he didn't look like what we think a center should look like in 2025.
I think it's interesting you use the term we're all in on Trae Young. I think they are this year, but after looking at the Porzingis trade and seeing where we're at with Trae and his contracts coming up soon and the player opt out, and then you come on here just now and say, hey, the 2026 draft is loaded. Is it possible that if the Hawks are right back where they've been the last 3 or 4 years in the play-in round, that they have set themselves up to – somewhat do a soft reset because they have a young core already together like Newell, like Jalen Johnson, like Risha Shea. You know, Dyson Daniels probably get redone. And could they go right into the 26th draft and maybe with that Pelicans pick and really do themselves almost not even really miss a beat as far as being where they've been the last few seasons by getting rid of Trae and Porzingis?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, had they not secured the pick from the Pelicans, you would say, you know, okay, it's obviously all chips are on the table. We're trying to move on, and the East is wide open with all the injuries and whatnot. And, you know, I still expected to try to compete. There's really no excuse for being a play-in team if you're healthy next year, if you're the Hawks, just because so many teams ahead of them have, you know, had setbacks. But at the same time, like you said, acquiring that 2026 pick was like, okay, just in case this doesn't work or, you know, we don't have what we want, then we're in a prime position because we got probably one of the most coveted assets in the draft, and that's 2026. And, you know, Darren Peterson, A.J. DeVanta, Cameron Boozer, those guys are, you know, supposed to be franchise altering talent. So if this season doesn't work out, you don't get to push or don't have the results that you desire, then you definitely put yourself in a position to, you know, have a really good reset. Again, like you said, I'm a really big Jalen Johnson fan, and Risha Shea lights it up. So, you know, the Hawks, they definitely had a good week.
Finishing up here with James Barlow, NBA draft consultant. Again, you can find him at Draft Junkie James on the X. Let's talk about that a little bit. You mentioned, you and Bo just talking about the loaded draft for next year. And look, none of us have a crystal ball, but you're going to get the best of the two between the New Orleans Pelicans or the Milwaukee Bucks picks. And obviously both those teams dealing with injuries and other situations going on around them right now. If you just had to take a guess, where do you think the Hawks pick will land in next year's draft?
So I feel like Milwaukee, I mean, they have Giannis, right? And Giannis is going to be good for 40 wins himself. And they still have some other guys. They got some things they need to figure out. I know that Dame is out, but it's still Giannis Antetokounmpo. He didn't talk to the Milwaukee Bucks staff, and he's staying. He's ultra competitive. Like I've said, everybody knows the East is, you know, expected to be wide open. So I don't see, you know, that pick Milwaukee, you know, being terrible, but New Orleans. You know, I like Zion Williamson. He just, you know, has issues staying on the floor. Then you have DeJounte Murray, former Atlanta Hawk. He's out with an Achilles injury. And then, like, the West is, you know, it's tough. So I think that the New Orleans pick, they took a swing and they got the guys that they wanted in this 2025 draft. But that 2026, the way that the things are lining up for them, that could be a top three pick. But at the same time, like, you know, the Mavs weren't supposed to have a number one pick this year, and then the Spurs weren't supposed to be number two, and then the Sixers weren't supposed to be number three. So, you know, the lottery is tricky. Those ping pong balls don't always, do what they're supposed to do.
There you have it. That's James Barlow, NBA draft consultant. Again, you can find him at Draft Junkie James on Twitter. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, man. Hope you have a good day.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The conversation around Trae Young and his future with this franchise is something that I feel like we're going to be talking about for the next 8 months.
Yeah.
In terms of what their production actually is on the court. And if everybody can stay healthy, obviously, we've talked about it. You expect huge things.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody does stay healthy and you don't get huge things, then there is definitely a counterpoint to that.
Like, I don't want it to come off like the wrong way. I want Trey to succeed here, and I want to win with what we've got because we've – because, you know, as a fan, you know, I've invested a lot in pulling for this guy, and I want to see him – I don't want to see him – the worst thing in the world is seeing someone that has played for your team that couldn't get it done here go have success somewhere else. And you're not – it's not about that person. It's like, why couldn't that be here? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't that be for us? I mean, how many times have we seen that happen as – you know, Falcons and Braves and Hawks fans and United fans happen. However, I think it's important to understand what's happening in front of us.
Yeah.
They're in a transition in front office-wise. They just brought in a completely new front office besides, like, Kyle Korver. Like, everybody else is either new or has moved up in their job.
Yeah. I agree with you, man. And I'm with you. I don't want this to come off because – Lord knows, I've been a Trae Young guy since day one on this show, since we started. I mean, I'm a huge fan of what he does. I think he's made every attempt to improve his defense. I think they've made every attempt as a franchise to improve around him, though, right, and bringing in different pieces and obviously bringing in great defenders and guys with length and wings that can shoot and different coaches that understand him and how to utilize him. But, again, you do look a year from now and you find yourself viewing the trade they made yesterday as part of a potential – let's call it an opt-out, you know, for this franchise as they move forward.
And, Dylan, do you know when the when that trade exception is up? There's always a time frame on that. It's because that the one that they can spend the extra $30 million on, because I ask you, you're looking at, if it doesn't work this year, you could have a top five pick, maybe even two, depending, because you have your own first-round pick. You don't know where that's going to go. And you could be looking at the upwards of like $100 million basically off of what you had to spend this year, right? Like, because you lose Porzingis and Trey would be $47 million next year. So that's 77 in plus that. Go ahead.
So July 7th is when the Hawks is 20. It's a $25.3 million trade exemption. Expires July 7th. So
Of this year.
So okay, they have to use it quick.
So you got to use it this year. So you are going to go – you're going to find a way to use it. You're going to go all in. And then if it doesn't work, you either have a player that you want to build around maybe that you got with that.
Yeah.
Or – because I don't think you're going to get a player you want to build around in 25 minutes, but maybe you'll go towards it. Or you're going to drop $70 to $90 million of what you consider unwinnable weight and go – go invest. I just think, I guess what it is what's optionality? Is that what he used? I don't
guess.
He's giving himself some optionality you have in the future of this franchise.
You're like, hey,
that.
One more go at this, and then we're – because to me, that's a soft reset at that point.
Yeah. And look, let me just leave you with this. We haven't had him as the GM for long, but just listening to him and knowing what I've known from the last 36 hours, I trust him.
He looks sharp.
I trust him.
Looks sharp, doesn't he?
Right, hey, let the big man eat.
Sharp.
There's Let's
been,
go.
Yeah, so much excitement around him. Well, just a reminder before we get out of here, we will be live from Echo Park Speedway tomorrow morning. So, Dylan, go ahead and wear your crew socks and Crocs tomorrow. We won't be here to judge. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta. It's hard. It's hot out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.